With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton speaking out on negotiations to reach a deal for changes to U.S. border policy. That's a GOP demand as a condition for passing a defense spending bill that includes aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
It is about securing our border if we're going to help Ukraine protect its own borders. That's what the negotiation is about. So I'm not going to support legislation that does not stop or at least substantially reduce the flow of illegal immigrants into this country that Joe Biden has unleashed.
State Department says 300 U.S. citizens, green card holders, or close family members are trapped in Gaza by the fighting between Israel and Hamas. Relatives in the United States and other advocates are pleading now with the Biden administration to help them gain their freedom. Also at SRNnews.com, Germany's central bank says the country's economy likely to shrink again slightly in the current fourth quarter.
Meanwhile, a survey showed business confidence in Europe's biggest economy retreating unexpectedly. Official figures show Germany's economy contracted by 0.1% in the third quarter after growing by the same amount in the previous three-month span. The International Monetary Fund says Germany is the only major economy expected to shrink this year.
That is correspondent Bob Agnew reporting. Police in Cologne, Germany say indications of a possible attack have led them to search the country's landmark cathedral with sniffer dogs. They had worshippers attending Christmas Eve Mass Sunday will undergo security screening before being allowed in. And authorities in Vienna, Austria say they're taking also a number of security measures after churches there were threatened. This is SRN News. Well, Chick-fil-A under attack.
The fast food chain is Christian-owned and has always been closed on Sundays to honor the Sabbath. But Democrats in the New York State Assembly are pushing a bill that would specifically require restaurants along the New York State Thruway to be open on Sundays. Chick-fil-A has been boycotted and is already opposed by liberal lawmakers and university officials across the country because its owner publicly stated his support for biblical marriage back in 2012. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Big defense bill that passed Congress this month is a defeat for efforts by Republicans to kill several progressive agenda items. Most notably, the legislation does not include language sought by House Republicans to restrict sex change operations for members of the service. It also fails to block the Pentagon's abortion travel policy, which allows reimbursement for travel expenses. This is SRN News. New York City Teachers Union suing to stop Mayor Eric Adams' planned school budget cuts. Here's Ron DeRockstra.
The United Federation of Teachers accused Adams of violating a state law preventing the city from cutting school spending when revenues are stable. Adams has maintained the city's facing a $7 billion budget hole because of the rising cost of migrant care, but recent reporting has called that figure into question. Adams downplays the lawsuit, saying the union was just sticking up for its members. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Wildlife authorities in Colorado releasing an additional five gray wolves in the state, bringing the total so far under a voter-approved reintroduction program to 10. Parks and Wildlife saying its team completed an agreement to capture 10 gray wolves in Oregon for release in Colorado. It's all part of an effort to restore a permanent population there. More details at SRNnews.com.